Kutta Teira, page 50, second column.
You're in Acharei, right?
Acharei. We're going to start in Parsha Zachari, second column, five lines into the second column of Acharei. Okay, the Alter Rebbe was explaining this concept, Yichaper Aleichem. He doesn't explain who forgives, and he starts explaining Hashem is like a fire. Fire needs fuel wicks to stay onto the candle. The same thing, Hashem Kaviyachol needs to have fuel, which is Torah Mitzvahs, to be able to keep a lukus down here. And he says why, even though Hashem created the world. So he says, Kihine Laburcha de Malkal Ishtoy Milin de Jaita. In other words, it's not common for a king to deal with peasant type of words. Pirish milin dechtei sheyem erke. That things that are not in the realm, language which is not in the realm of the king. The king doesn't talk. This is where we left off. All the worlds, higher and lower, he milin dechtei legabe kodesh baruch b'chvedo v'atzmo. Compared to Hashem, they're mamish nothing. They simple words. And everything compared to Hashem is mamish nothing. So if everything compared to Hashem is nothing, all the worlds is like milin de hadyeta. So meaning it's not normal for Hashem, for the king to deal with such things. So why is Hashem here? But then before he says, O kamei le melech vasa v'dam, sheyesh le'ele falav v'riv v'vavis zahav v'kesef. Okay, let's say king, there's millions and billions of dollars. And the king, instead of talking about money, talks about the china or ceramic dishes. I mean, the guy has billions and billions of gold and silver, and you're talking about earthenware things. And he says, so it is even more so by Hashem. Limitation compared to the infinite of Hashem is more distant than earthenware compared to gold. Those are both limited things. Compared to Hashem, to talk in that 10 utterances, which are simple 10 words, more than earthenware compared to God's ever kesef, shim gamkin yonim kashmiim, chinus daimim, kamei ofer v'acheres. In other words, it says gold is physical, gold is inanimate object, just like earth is. Okay, so it's more valuable. Here you're talking about limited worlds compared to an infinite Hashem. In often elabit sarva said kesef, but when you find the silver, ubeichin esov, when you find the gold, then they become chshuvim bayit. And not only that, gold, his mind from the dirt. It's just that it's worked over to make it a precious metal. But it's still inanimate object. So if you want to compare gold and earthenware, yet a king that has billions of gold is not going to talk about earthenware. So more so it is by Hashem. But you're talking about worlds. Compared to Hashem, afilu elam is a yain v'gandei na'elyu. Even the highest level of worlds, ein areich elav klal, is no comparison to Hashem, v'les machshava tvisa b'klal. Teo nechshava say it's considered nothing. So he says like this, normally Hashem has nothing to do with the world. It's the king dealing with idle gossip, basically. So he says, em kain, elo. So why did Hashem create the world? If the king has nothing to do with simple things, why did Hashem create the simple world? He says, "Elo." The Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Kol Masha Bara Kadosh Baruch Hu Leibara Alul Chvedin." Hashem created everything in the world only for His own glory, not for His ego. What does it mean? L'chein Aimim Malachim Kadosh. Therefore, the angels say, "Kadosh Mali Cholaros Kved Lefisha Etzlam Hu Be'emes Kadosh Shemuv Delein Ketz V'Tachas Hamanisim Meiselim." When the Malachim say, Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. What Kaddish really means, removed and separated, they're right. They feel the way Hashem is removed and there's nothing to do with them. Ki ato kerim shenivra ato shenani avayla shenisi. Hashem doesn't change. Elem male kolaret kvedet. Kolaret tachteina only kvedet levushe. Meaning, when the Malachim say, Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvokes, Malei Chola Aretz Kvedeh. What are they basically saying? The way Chassidus interprets, and not only Hashem is holy, Allah is glory is over the world. They're saying a much deeper aspect. Hashem is removed, removed, removed from all the worlds, because Hashem has nothing to do with the world. Ani Hashem lo shenisi. What is in the world, what part of Hashem is in the world, Malei Chola Aretz Kvedeh. Only his garments, his glory, his ray is in the world. And the marshal of this is a very simple. The sun's rays are on the world, but there's nothing to do with, compared to the sun. The sun has nothing to do with the world. It's the rays of the sun. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon called Leman and Mechabdusa. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechon called his wife his house, and he called his garments the things that honor him. So when it says Mali Chalaritz Kavodai, Kavod is the garment. The garment is Kavod. That means what exists in the world, only the garment of Hashem, a slight ray of Hashem. Shesham Nislabish B'maisa Mitzvah Zekim HaTeirah. And that's where the keeping Mitzvah and Teirah, Gama Teirah, Chochmasi Ritzenei. Even Teirah, which is the will of Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem, it's only the covet, it's only the ray of Hashem, the garment of Hashem. Haino eid ma'at alavusha malichor kvedei, which is the covet, who gemati lamed beiz nesivis chachma. Here the Rebbe says like this. It says malichor laretz kvedei, his glory. Kvedei is chav beiz vav dalid, is 22, 28. And 4 is 32. Kvedei is the 32 paths of Chachma. So when it says, Malei Chola Aretz Kvedei, which is the word Kvedei, his glory, Kvedei equals 32, the Alter Rebbe says it means the level of Chachma comes into the world. Like we know, Bereish is Bar Elikim B'Chuchmasa. With the level of Chachma, Hashem began creation. There's a lot of paths in Teda. There's what's in Zrayim and in Mayid, in the six orders of Mishnah. Okay? So he says like this, B'chlal Hashem has nothing to do with the world. The only thing that's in the world is rays of Hashem that comes through his covet, which is the level of Teda. Okay? But Hashem himself really has nothing at all to do with the world. And he says in Beis, mitzvahs, this is the rule of all Torah mitzvahs, all generally speaking, hengimah madreit, Torah mitzvahs to divide it into three categories, Torah, tefillah, and tzedakah. You know the three aspects of Torah, tzedakah, and tefillah, the three like he says, al shleish advarim elim emid. What the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the world stands on three things, Torah, Aveda, Gemilas Chasada. So Torah mitzvahs, if you want to divide them, basically is three-thirds of Torah mitzvahs. There's Torah, which is learning, there's davening, and there's doing mitzvahs. Gemilas Chasada means basically mitzvahs. Okay? Ki tefillah b'makom avedas karbonos. Because davening is instead of karbonos, and Gemilas Chasada is the level of tzedakah. And it says, and corresponding with these three things of Teda, Avedo, Gemilas Chasadim, the Pasuk says, Berdosiv, Yitzartiv, Afasisiv, I created it, I formed it, I made it. That's Machshava, Dibur, Maisa, thought, speech, and action. In other words, these three levels, Teda, Avedo, Gemilas Chasadim, the Alter Rebbe says is the three worlds of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, which is thought, speech, and action. Okay? Now, what are the three? Which one's which world? So he says Bria is the level of Machshava, We know, it says in Kabbalah, Bria is the world of thought, Yitzir is the world of speech, and Asiya is the world of action. That's what it means, action. So he says, Machshav is the level of Bria, Yesh Miyayin, that's the level of Tefillah. Why? Because what's Tefillah? Aved Shebelev. The Gemara says, what is Aved of the heart? That's davening. Because davening is not the words primarily. Davening is the meditation into the greatness of Hashem. But with the desire of the heart. Like the Gemara says, Tefillah b'lei kavana. If you daven without kavana, it's like a body without a soul. So really, Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. Davening is primarily thought, meditation. You can't daven by silent, by just reading the word. You have to say it. Why do you have to say it? But dibur tefillah, the speak, yes, you have to speak. You have to say the words. But the purpose of saying the word is to awaken the kavana, the intent, the meditation. Therefore, it's in place of kabanas. What does kabanas have to do with davening? So he says, Avedis a kabanas, like this says in the Zayah. Kabanas had to do with the kavana of the kayanim. Okay, so the parallel he says like this. Davening, that's the world of machshava, the world of bria. Hainu, what does it mean in a practical sense? Davening, what's the concept of davening? That our kavan and our thought should be connected to Hashem, to be merkava elav yizbarach, the chariot, meaning completely bit, bottle, v'limps, and nafshil ritzayne l'Hashem. And to give over our will to Hashem, they should only have one desire. What's the concept, purpose of davening? We learn tefillah comes the word binding and connections, like Naftali. Like Rashi says, Loshen Chibur, gluing. A tefil klicher is where it says if you glue an earthenware vessel, batum and tara. So tefillah means binding and connection. What's the concept of davening? Let's say mumbling the words. The concept of davening is to connect Hashem through meditation into the greatness of Hashem and the lowness of man, to come to a point that all you want is Hashem. You don't want anything worldly. You only want Hashem. Not to separate from Hashem's oneness. How? When you break evil, then Hashem can illuminate your nefesh, because then your nefesh is a keli. The only thing which is a vessel for godliness is bittul. It's bittul. Like even the last mishnah of Shas, of the Mishnayos, when it says, the only vessel Hashem found for bracha is peace. When there's peace, there's bracha. Right? Borcheinu avinu, the Alter Rebbe says in Perikam Beis of Tanya, when can Hashem bless us? When? Kulonu ke'echad, when we're all one. Why is it a very simple thing? Because in order to have peace between people, they each compromise, they each have bittul. If I'm me and you're you, there ain't going to be no peace. It has to be, the whole concept of shalom is when there's bittul. I give in to you, you give in to me, and I reckon with you, you reckon with me, and we work it up. That's where shalom comes, with shlemus, completeness. What's the completeness? That's the vessel for elokus.
See, shalom and bracha. First shalom, then bracha.
Yeah, it has to be. Because in order to have bracha, there has to have shalom. Well, that's where the Chacham instituted Berachas Hashachar Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Kanu Mevakshim. What are we asking and davening for Elokus to come into the world? That's Baruch to bring down Ata, that all these levels. Kanu Mevakshim Shiyum Shebchinas Havaya. Liyetzaelam is to be world. Shleyuv Sechayusim VeKiyumim. That Hashem shouldn't stop creating world. That it shouldn't leave like fire. Remember, he gave the analogy before that Hashem is like a fire. A fire needs fuel. Hashem, in order, he set it up this way, that in order to be in the world, Hashem says, you have to give me fuel. Now, how do we fuel Hashem? By having bittul. What's the bittul that we have to Hashem? You do Torah mitzvahs. I don't do what I want. I do what Hashem wants. That's the level of bittul. That's what davening is all about. The machshava, the meditation into the greatness of Hashem. That it should be Elokeinu. That Hashem should be our God. Meaning, one with me. That we should so be so bottled to Hashem, that His name is called upon us. Like it says, Elokei Avram. We say in Shemini Esrei, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. We need the God of Avram. Why is He the God of Avram? Because Chassidus explained. Because He was completely bottled to Hashem. He was like the Zohar says, Merkava. Because He was completely bottled to Hashem. He's one with Hashem. So it's the God of Avram. When a Jew does a mitzvah, it becomes the God of me and you. But by them, it was constant. This is that He creates the world. Lies yesh v'nifra b'fnei atzmi, a separate entity, meaning. So if the purpose is that we should become batal Tashem and make the world batal Tashem, why in the world did Hashem create the world and us in a way that we are not batal Tashem? Why didn't He create us in a way that we're automatically batal like angels? You know, He could have stopped with the angels. Angels are batal Tashem. He could have created us like angels.
It would be boring, Rabbi.
Besides that, it would be boring. Then Hashem doesn't have a dir of a tachtein. Because ein melech b'layam. Hashem needs, in order to be a king, you need two opposite entities. Like we learned. You can't be a king over your own children because they are an extension of you. The definition of a king means they are subjects that subjugate themselves to the king. That's the whole concept of a king. Bittul. Malchus v'ratzin kiblu aleihem. It has to be the level of bittul. Hashem wanted a dir b'tachteinim. See, if He created angels, there wouldn't be a dwelling place down here, because angels are bottle. And again, like Dr. Ebbick's pleasant time, it doesn't mean higher and lower, down. It means lowest of low in a spiritual sense. A world that is completely empty from godliness, void from godliness, complete lack of bittul. The aveid of the Jew is to make, create bittul in the world. Like he says, Sheim Yelo Adam Harbi Banim, a guy can have many, many kids. He can have 3,000 kids. A nikr shmei melech aleim, it's not a key level of a king. Okay? So he says, Mashain Ken Yisrael, Nikroim Banim Lamokim. Bra Karad Avu, the child is the knee of the father. Rego Bato Eitorosh, when she calls him Makamach. Okay. Now, so therefore, we are not separate entities. But our role is to make the world, which is a separate entity, batul Tashem. To make our body and Nefesh Abamis, which is a separate entity, to make them batul Tashem. See, that's what he's saying. The three pillars of Torah and Mitzvahs. Meanwhile, I was only explaining Tefillah. Tefillah is a love of Machshava. The speech is only to awaken the Machshava. And that's the meditation that everything in the world is batul Tashem. And that's what Hashem wanted. And therefore he says like this. All the chayis of creation from nothing, something to nothing, is only dependent on us bringing godliness into the world. And that's the fuel, like you said before. If we want Hashem to be in the world, we have to fuel it. What is the fuel? Torah mitzvahs. To be batul Tashem. And he says, well, the truth is, Torah mitzvahs actually connect to the essence of Hashem more than the ray. Gan Eden is only the ray of Torah mitzvahs. Down here, that's what the Mishnah says, 1 hour of Torah Retshuva, Maisim Tevim, in this world is better than the whole Olam Haba. Olam Baba is only a ray of the Shekhinah. Here, you do a mitzvah, you connect to the essence. Which eventually, when Mashiach comes, we will see the dividends of the investment that we made by now doing Torah mitzvahs. Right. He says, why is it dependent on us, the level of bringing Elokus into the world? Because the neshamis is real, the real kavan of creation. Just like the world cannot exist without directions and air, Yidden keep the world standing. And that's why the three pillars is keeping the world standing. And what's the mashal? Because the Medrash says, just like the neshama fills the body, Hashem permeates the world. So again, what's the analogy of Hashem and world? It's like the neshama and the body. Just like the neshama and body needs to eat, Hashem and the world, kaviyachal, needs to eat, which is Torah, mitzvahs, kabbonis, and all that. So he says, the life of the body is totally benefit shechiyunis. Shem yesh eizem u'udah benefit shechiyunis, because if there's something wrong in the nefesh abamis, giving life to the body, gam kol gufi nepech l'cheli, you get sick. Why is a person sick? Rebbe once explained, mentioned this many times, Rebbe once explained in a chai elul, so what's the level of chai elul, the life of elul? So he explained, elul of malach basada, but he says, a living person, I mean a healthy person, doesn't feel their body. You don't feel your hand, your head, your stomach. A healthy person doesn't feel it. When a person's sick, you have a stomach ache, you have a headache, you have a brain ache, whatever. So then you start feeling your body. What does that mean? And why are you sick? Because the body at that time is not bottled to the neshama, and therefore you feel yourself as a separate entity. But it's mentioned many, many places. But the Rebbe exposed that avid about chayelot. Bottom line is, I don't know what's the chicken, what's the egg. I didn't figure that one out yet. Is it because I feel myself, that's why I'm sick? Or because I'm sick, that's why I feel myself? But it doesn't matter. Bottom line is, a healthy person doesn't feel themselves. You don't feel your stomach, your heart. When you have a pain, you're sick. What makes you sick? Now you're not bottled, like you said over here. When something happens, nefesh achiyunis, you become sick. What's lacking? The bittul of the body to the neshama. What is spiritual illness? Spiritual illness is when the world is not bottled to Hashem. So they feel themselves as a separate entity. They think they're something. That's the illness of the world.
God forbid, what about the illnesses that...
The what?
People don't feel, there's no pain, they don't feel nothing.
Chassidus explains that is worse. Why? Because you don't even know you're sick. The worst illness is when you don't know you're sick. If you know you're sick, at least you can go for help. But if you don't know you're sick, that means like this. You feel yourself as a separate entity because you're sick, yet at the same time, you don't even realize it. That means the person is so low, they don't even realize they're low. To give you a simple thing, the Gemara says, when you sin, and at least you feel a little guilty about it, is okay. You feel guilty, it's good. You know you're doing something wrong. It gets to a point, you get so accustomed to sin that you think it's permissible. That, I'll give you an example. It's brought down, my Chassidus says it too, but it's not only Chassidus. People will tell you, ugh, I don't get affected from pornography. I don't get affected by what I see. Handshake, it doesn't do anything to me. So somebody could think, oh, such a holy guy. This is the opposite, Chassidus explains. He's so low, he doesn't even feel its course. He's not affected by lowness. That's the worst thing. If you're ill and you don't know you're ill, that's even worse than at least knowing you're ill. When you know you're ill, you'll go to the doctor. It says in Svarim, the Velt says, that when Mashiach comes, everybody's going to get healthy except the fool. The shaita, the fool. Why? A guy has a heart problem, Mashiach comes and go, Mashiach, I have a heart problem, give him a bracha, get better. The Meshuggah, he thinks Mashiach is Meshuggah. He's not going to come to Mashiach and say, hey, Mashiach, I'm crazy, give me a bracha. He's going to come to Mashiach and say, hey, you're crazy. I'll give you a bracha because you're crazy. That's the worst illness. The worst illness is when somebody doesn't even know they're ill.